You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
Sticking with the Bondi attack, in Christchurch, New Zealand, they face their own reckoning with racial and religious hatred in the wake of the 2019 murders of 51 people inside two mosques. Those attacks carried out by the Australian Brenton Tarrant. A royal commission spent 18 months hearing evidence on gun control, security, intelligence, counter-terrorism and social cohesion, with Chair Sir William Young calling his recommendations the building blocks for a safer and more cohesive New Zealand. So did the process make New Zealanders safer? Raf Manji is a former Christchurch city councillor. He worked closely with victims in the wake of the 2019 attack. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And firstly, from New Zealand, I would like to send sincere condolences to the bereaved families, the injured victims and the wider community. It was just awful watching this from Christchurch, having been through what we went through. So, yeah, our thoughts are with the community in Sydney.
I guess any kind of event like this is re-traumatizing, is it, for some of the people caught up in the Christchurch massacre?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very difficult even speaking to, some of the widows, some of the bullet injured here. They're almost can't even talk about it. And actually, I bumped into one of the bullet injured, Wasim, who was shot, and his daughter was shot as well. And he said, should we go over? Should we come over and see if we can just, you know, give some kind of help or talk to people or just sort of sit with people? So, yeah, it's a very, very triggering over here. But obviously, our thoughts are with the Jewish community as they're recovering now, knowing how long this journey is that they've got ahead of them.
You were working closely with victims in the weeks after the Christchurch attack. You conducted your own inquiry into how compensation funds should be distributed. What were those hearings like for victims and their families?
Look, I think the important thing here, and I mean, you know, I've been listening to a little bit of the conversation around a proposed royal commission, which I would completely support. I'm kind of surprised the government hasn't moved to that. You know, public reassurance after an event like this is absolutely critical. And part of that is the ability for the affected community to have their say and be listened to. It's absolutely critical. If you don't do that, this will just continue for years and years. So, it was a very difficult process. People were in a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of anxiety, but the process is worth going through, and it is really important. And I think people do feel safer after just being able to express how they feel. We had the issue of Islamophobia here. Obviously, in Australia, you have the issue of anti-Semitism. I've been watching that. There are a lot of similarities. It's almost like we've got a kind of reverse situation. But it is important to go through these steps. And I think both the Royal Commission we had here and the listening project that I ran separately with the victims was really important for people to be reassured.
And of course, there was also the sentencing of the gunman. Did victims reflect on that as a chance where they got to talk about the pain inflicted on them?
Yeah, absolutely. And that you know, these things do take time. So the sentencing of Brenton Tarrant was, I think, October 2020. So it was some sort of 18 months after the event. But all the victims were allowed to present victim impact statements directly. I have to say the court process that was run here was really, really good. It was very open. It was very sensitive. And we, I think, had 3 days of victim impact statements, which was, you know, quite incredible. And the courts were very flexible around that, how people approached it. I think I did 4 myself for victims and survivors who didn't want to speak themselves but wanted their words to be heard. And that's really, really important. So there is a big process that you need to go through after an event like this. You shouldn't underestimate the trauma not just in the victim group, but also the wider community as well, and for people to see that it is being taken, seriously.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm Barbara Miller. My guest is Raf Manji, a former city councillor from Christchurch, New Zealand. The Prime Minister here has said that a Royal Commission would delay the response. The report of the Christchurch Royal Commission was handed down 18 months after the attack. What do you make of that argument from Australia's Prime Minister?
Look, I can understand that, but there are ways around that. And the simple way to approach it is you have staggered reporting. I think you have to have a Royal Commission because you need the wide access to powers to investigate, and you need a judge to oversee it. We had a sitting Supreme Court Justice, Sir William Young, and that's really critical because I've seen the appointment of a former bureaucrat, and I think, you need somebody who's completely independent because, there will be things to look at here, even looking from the outside. And yes, the engagement with the community can take some time. Our report was a little bit more complex in that there was a lot of time spent on tracking the movements of Tarrant over the years, and so there was a lot of travel. I don't think that's going to be the case for what's happened in Sydney. And yes, if the intelligence aspect can be done quicker, then that report can be released. But I think you need it within the framework of a Royal Commission, and you just have staggered reporting rather than waiting to the end. So there's probably a lot that you can learn from our experience here, and I'm sure the people involved in the Royal Commission report here will be very happy to share their experiences and what they could have done differently and how they could have maybe done things a little bit quicker. So, you have to have a Royal Commission. I don't think there's any other option.
And just briefly, something we picked up on in the previous interview, that parts of your Royal Commission were suppressed for 30 years to protect national security. How was that received by families? Did they accept that readily?
Look, they were not happy about it, to be frank, because there was always with Tarrant here, and probably with the terrorists in Sydney, there's a sense that, was there a failure in intelligence? And let's face it, the primary role of any government is the protection of its citizens. And so the fact that there is a terrorist attack is a failure of intelligence. And so there were sort of people in the community who thought, are we being told everything? Is the government covering things up? But I think essentially there was acceptance that, okay, this was just part of the process. People weren't happy about it. But that's the reality of an investigation like this. You just have to hope that no stone is unturned, and anything that needs to be done gets done. I think on the whole, it was pretty transparent, our process here, and the agencies have been pretty open. People draw their own conclusions from the reports. Obviously, governments, always like to say there's nothing that could be done, and obviously there were things that could have been done. But I think overall, it was a good process, and the community was relatively satisfied by it.
Raf Manji, thank you for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you.